This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix
106.5. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
I'm kind of confused because I'll be honest with you. This time on Monday, I did not remember that we had Tuesday off. Did you?
Oh, yeah. I had been looking forward to it.
I did not even remember. So that's why we didn't give you guys a heads up that we weren't going to be here, because I did not even think about Veterans Day. It was a weird Veterans Day. Typically, Jess reminded me it's on a Monday.
Is that true? That's what I thought. I think because I know it's a company holiday for us here at Odyssey, but the Tuesday was weird, and I just have always assumed that that was on a Monday.
Right.
So it would typically be a three-day weekend, but I could be wrong, but that's why it was like a little bizarre.
So I came in here, I'm like, yeah, we got 5 days, don't worry, nothing weird this week, and then all of a sudden, like at the end of the show, it was like, oh, wait, we're not going to be here tomorrow, are we? That was my bad. I started planning everything for Tuesday, and I was like, wait, we're not going to be here. So, yeah, sorry about that. That's where we were yesterday. I started getting a lot of DMs. Where are you guys? And I was like, oh, my gosh, so sorry. So that was Veterans Day. I do want to stop down and just say for 1 second, since we didn't get a chance to really talk about it yesterday, thank you to all of our veterans, anyone that's ever served.
Absolutely.
In the military, since we didn't get a chance to say it yesterday. My dad's a vet, and I know the stress and the strain it puts on not only the person serving, but the families as well. So anyone that ever served, thank you so much for your service to our country. Very, very important to just have the freedoms and liberties that we do have. So thank you to all of our veterans. So Would You Rather Wednesday, let's get into this. If you don't know what this is, basically every Wednesday morning, we just give you a scenario or two scenarios, and then they both suck. I mean, honestly, typically they're both like unfortunate, kind of awkward scenarios. And you just got to choose which one would you rather. Would you rather this or would you rather that? So between these two scenarios, which one would you rather? So with Thanksgiving, God, is it 2 weeks away now? I think it is. About 2 weeks, which is crazy. It's like we're almost halfway through November now. Would you rather spend Thanksgiving, like have Thanksgiving dinner with your ex and his family or her family, or would you rather spend Thanksgiving with your high school nemesis who still thinks they're better than you? Okay.
What if you didn't have a nemesis?
Well, then whatever nemesis you got in your life. Would you rather spend Thanksgiving
nemesis is so crazy
with your ex and their family? And some of you, listen, hey, some of you guys may be like, yo, me and my ex are cool. So you like, that's all right. You get out easy this week.
And maybe not high school. There was actually there was a girl who bullied me in elementary school. I'll go with her.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Your school bully.
Yeah. Say school bully because,
your school,
you know,
bully.
It could be different.
Your school nemesis who still to this day thinks they're better than you.
Yeah, she was scary.
So like they never got better. Or would you rather spend Thanksgiving with that school nemesis or your ex who you still got, let's say you're still not, the ex you're still not cool with, Jess?
Nemesis for sure. Just because her Her dad was always so cool. Her dad was really, really nice. Her, scary, not very nice.
But you're like, if
very,
I take
very
the
mean little girl.
In.
But if, yeah, but if I had to, her sister also, that's a little gray area. But her dad was really cool, and so I could definitely sit down at a dinner table with her dad and have a good time.
God, man, this is tough. Well, God. God, if I had to choose between the two, if I really had to choose between the two, I think... I'm really having to think about this one because they're both pretty because both are like so traumatic. You know what I mean? Like both had sex traumatic outcomes. I think I would have to go with. I think honestly, the person that I'm least mad at right now between the two is my ex-wife.
Oh wow! Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's crazy to think about it. Like that's the person that has like the least hold on me between the two of those. Which like that I put some deep thought into that too. Between the two, I think I would still choose my ex-wife to spend Thanksgiving with, which is a wild answer to that. I did not think I'd pick that her between the two of those.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Maryland has resumed administering SNAP benefits on Tuesday with the help from state funds. It comes almost a week after the benefits actually lapsed due to the ongoing government shutdown. Nearly 680,000 Maryland residents rely on SNAP benefits. And as the benefits were set to lapse on November 1st, the governor declared a state of emergency, allowing for $10 million to be distributed to food banks and other organizations. During the first week of November, Maryland leaders announced that the state would fill the funding gap through the rest of the month, committing more than $60 million to the program.
Number two.
Matthew McConaughey and Michael Caine are lending their legendary voices to AI. The actors just teamed up with 11 Labs. This is an audio tech company licensing realistic digital versions of celebrity voices. McConaughey actually is investing in the AI startup, is using its tech to release a Spanish language edition of his Lyrics of Livin' newsletter in his voice. And then 92-year-old Caine joins the company as a platform that lets creators license their voice ethically. So this is how it works. Say you want Michael Caine's voice for something to deliver some sort of content, you contact 11 Labs. They put you in touch with the rights holders. You guys come up with some sort of contract and then you're able to use it. They have actually already gathered a small collection of famous voices from legends of the past and a few familiar ones still with us.
I mean, I think no matter if you like it or not, it's the way it's going to go, man. Like,
at least they're trying to do it ethically and legally. I think at this point, I'm assuming that's where their perspective
like
is. So you're not,
it.
I mean, because remember, you know, there was like that second where they were like with Drake and The Weeknd
right.
and like a whole bunch of different
producing
artists. They were making these songs and putting together this music that
right.
sounded legitimate, but it was not them at
right.
all.
So like,
I wonder if this is a way where you can kind of protect yourself.
Number one.
Sabrina Carpenter is set to star in and produce a new musical inspired by Alice's Adventures in Wonderland for Universal Pictures. This will be Sabrina's first major studio lead role. Now, if you don't know, she actually does have a background in acting. She spent some time with Disney in Girls Meet World. She actually first pitched the idea to Universal last year, but Netflix actually had the musical pitch first from Carpenter way back in 2020. So this is, it just didn't go anywhere. So this ultimately has been in the works for quite some time.
I feel like she's perfect for the role too.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to looks, I don't think I can think of anybody, at least off the top of my head, that looks wise would be better to play the role, right? Like, it's almost a shoo-in for her.
I think what I'm most excited about, that she's not just going to be starring as the lead role, but she's producing, I think this is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Sabrina is so funny. Her comedic timing is incredible. So I think that's what
that's
I'm
good.
Most excited
Solid.
To see.
Yep.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Am I an a-hole for planning my holiday travel schedule without checking with my family at all? Like, I plan that bad boy. Didn't ask anybody else.
Oh, so we're talking about Christmas time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, listen, before you start judging that statement, you got to hear this whole thing out, because my mom says I'm actually in the right, but my podcast family is like ripping me a new one right now. So I feel like the holiday drama like season is here. Maybe you're starting to fight with your family as well.
Scheduling. I think it always comes down to scheduling.
It's starting to get a little chaotic maybe in your family as well. So listen, for the last 20 some odd years of my life, I've not lived in the same city as my family, right? And for the last 20 some odd years, I've had to fly home for the holidays. And guess what? For the last 20 something years, we've all met up at my parents' house for the holidays. Because most of us, there's me and there's my younger sister and my older brother, the middle child. And that's just been the plan. And so every year I just plan to be there around the holidays. So this year, guess what I just did? I just planned to be there around the holidays like I did. Especially with all this flight stuff that's been going on, I've been a little paranoid.
Yeah.
And I booked, for me, this is pretty early to book a flight. Jess can tell you, I booked things pretty close to flight date.
But
I wanted to just like get this done. So I went ahead and booked my holiday travel. I'm traveling to Atlanta on the 23rd through the 28th
of December
for Christmas, right? So I text my mom and I was just like, hey, here's the dates I'm going to be there. I didn't ask her if it was going to be okay. Nothing. I just said, here's the dates I'm going to be in Atlanta for the holidays. She said, okay, cool. She texts the family group thread. Like, here's the dates that Steven's going to be here. Cool. Okay. So 2 days go by. Last night I get a text from my sister.
And she's like, do they want to do it at their house?
And she's like, hey, why didn't you ask me what we are planning on doing for the holidays? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, this is what we've done for the last X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, yeah, but now the babies are here.
I mean, yeah, she's got 3 babies.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but like...
she's got 1, 2, 3 babies.
This is like what we've done. Now, in case you're new to our show, my sister has...
literally about to do turn two.
Triplets that next, turn two.
Next month, yeah. But, oh, and their birthday's around the holidays, too, so...
It's
oh,
on
crap.
The 20th as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so she's probably thinking, like, they might have wanted to do, like, a birthday thing where they're at.
But is this my problem? Because for the last 20 years...
You mean
years,
as, like, the godfather of the baby?
For the last the 20 the years, y'all. And keep in mind, I only have so many days I can fly in to see my family, period. I've got to just get a plan done.
Are we closer to your sister, though?
Flying into Knoxville is extremely challenging. She lives in Knoxville, Tennessee. She lives about 3 hours outside of where my family lives. It's a small little city. It's about $1,000 to fly in and out of Knoxville around the holidays.
So what was the deal? Were they thinking about staying where they're at and then wanted you guys to go to them?
To drive up there and like make it basically all about us coming to them instead of them coming down to see my family and us all meeting at their house, which to me is the way easier option, right?
I'm thinking for her, it's probably easier with them so the babies have everything that they need
and
all of their setup.
It's not all about you for the holiday, sweetheart.
Well,
it's not all about you. Just because you're a mom, it doesn't make it all about you.
So what I'm saying as far as like easier for them, so yes, it's easier for them, but also it makes it easier for all of you to be able to enjoy time with and without the babies when they have all of their things. And you know what I'm saying? Like a place to put the babies so you guys can have like adult time. I mean, of course, it'll be easier on the babies because they have the routine, but it's also easier for all of you guys to spend some time without them having to figure all of that stuff out at your parents' house. So I can see why she would have thought that could have possibly been an option.
So here's my question, okay? 20 some odd years of doing all the same way. Am I an a-hole for booking this holiday travel without checking with my family? Jessica Dutra, your opinion.
I think I would have... I would have checked first. I would have.
Why?
Because of
it's
the triplets,
20 years,
dude.
20 years.
No, I get that. But I think it's just... That's so many babies. It's so many babies.
So you think once babies come along, no one else matters except for babies.
No, I'm not saying no one else matters. I think it's just a matter of like, as a family unit, what is easiest for all of us to do that way we can all enjoy it together?
I subscribe to that theory. I don't know that I can subscribe to once babies come along, nothing else matters.
But I think you're forgetting, like, this is also like your niece and nephews. Like,
and I love them. So and I love them.
Don't you also want to like be a part of, they have the birthdays around the same time.
Totally.
Like, mm-hmm.
So the thing is I have to consider too is my elderly family. Like my elderly parents, I have to travel back and forth. My dad's got cancer. And so I have to think about that too. And so really honestly, I think for everybody, it's best that everybody just travels to see my elderly parents. And so,
yeah, but there's nothing wrong with just asking. I think that was the thing where I hear what you're saying as well. And I think this comes down to like the last disagreement that your family got into. It's like, just to cover all bases, just ask.
If you've got holiday scheduling drama going on, you might like this episode of Certified Mama's Boy. It's my podcast with my mom. You can get that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you guys listen to podcasts, okay?
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go for this grand and free Dash and Gas. Listener Aaron from Pennsylvania and his son, whose name is Bull. Come on, Jess. You got it.
Aaron and Shay.
God.
Aaron and Shay, right?
Yeah. It sure was.
Aaron and Shay.
Somebody give Jess a gold star for that. Somebody text the word gold star right now. Because Jess deserves that. She's so good at names.
No.
Aaron and Shay was.
Because it sounds like a band.
It does. Because there's Dan and Shay, who's a country group.
Yes.
And so Aaron.
But this was like father and son duo.
But well done. Doesn't matter. But they won Monday, by the way. So let's try to go to two this week. Caller 10 is playing this morning. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hi.
Brandy and Caleb.
Hi, Brandy and Caleb. What are we so giggly about over there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the giggles about?
Nothing. Nothing. Just happy.
Oh, okay. Just, yeah. just happy people.
We love that.
We can't hate on that, can we?
Never.
No.
No. Okay.
No, we cannot, okay. And we will not.
Wow. We will not stand for that. We will not stand for that kind of behavior out here. All right. Well, then let's go. Brandy, Caleb, how are we feeling this morning? Obviously, very happy. You guys ready to go for this?
Yeah.
Well, let's go. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
Good.
Good. All right. Let's go. You guys going to school? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're on our way to school.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Let's go for this $1,000 in free gas. Jessica, go over the rules, and we're going to play. Jessica, how we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and you just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Brandy and Caleb, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. When describing something's appearance, such as a shiny car, what is shiny? What is that?
Adjective.
Correct. Question number two. What is a baby lion called? What's a baby lion called?
Bath.
Question number three. In what country can you find the Colosseum?
Rome.
That's not a country, unfortunately.
We're asking for the country.
Italy.
I know. Yeah, it's Italy.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Rome is not the country.
That's okay.
It's okay. You guys are happy people. Why would it not be okay? It's totally okay. all right, let's go back and we'll just keep playing for fun after that. How about that?
Yeah, we'll go back to the one you passed on. What is a baby lion called? That's a cub.
Yeah, lion cub.
Oh,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then let's see how you guys would have done on these. Number four, if a pitcher holds 4,000 milliliters, how many liters is that?
400?
That's four.
Four.
Four liters.
The conversion's kind of hard on that.
Number five, in the movie Back to the Future, what speed does the DeLorean need to reach to travel through time?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, that one's tough. 88 miles per hour.
That's kind of
like a deep cut back. That was tough. Number six, in the rhyme, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, what do you do after 7, 8?
Lay them straight.
Good job. Correct. And then number seven, here's your last one. Which organ in the human body helps us breathe?
Your lungs.
Yeah,
there
correct.
It goes. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Hey, listen, other than Back to the Future and saying the city instead of the country, you did pretty good today, guys. You should feel good.
Thank you.
I think you should feel really good. I mean, I gave you a B+. I mean, which is pretty dang close to winning that $1,000, you know? So close. All good, guys. Tomorrow, we're going to come back. We have two more chances this week to win that $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Hope you guys call back, and we'll do it all over again. Sound good?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and start your day every day at Dash In with the hearty classic country breakfast Sacadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe Sacadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dash In.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are gender reveal parties dead? By the way, have you been to one recently? Have you had friends that have had one? Are they
all my friends are on the other side of the country, so I think I can't really answer that question.
But are they having them?
I would say my last friend who had a baby, they had a gender reveal party.
They did have them.
Yeah, there's a barbecue.
There's a new trend right now that instead of being like team pink or team blue, there's this thing now called team green, which are people that are saying like, we're not doing gender reveal parties.
I was
anymore.
Like, wait, Wicked? Wait, Elphaba? Wicked theme?
No.
I love it. Wait, no, so Team Green people, means they don't want to do the party at all?
They're not going to do gender reveal parties anymore for a couple of different reasons. And, you know, it's honestly, I remember, and maybe just because I'm getting old, this could be an age thing, but like, I'm like, I haven't seen pictures from a gender reveal party in quite some time. And that could just be because I'm a dinosaur now. So I have to really take that into account.
I will say I've been seeing more intimate gender reveals, like videos between the couple only. I feel like a lot of people have been doing that cake trend. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where you just cut the cake and see what it is?
Where it'll just be the couple, and then they put a cup in the cake and then they both look at it at the same time, and that's how they find out the gender.
So here is why people are saying they're skipping their gender reveal parties. And I'm just kind of wondering if you're a parent or a parent to be, or a wannabe parent one day, are you still planning on doing gender reveals? Because this is why a lot of parents that are saying that they're not doing them, or this is what their reasoning is. Number one is parents are trying to stay away from these stereotypes, basically saying like boy, girl, like now that we're becoming more gender fluid, like saying like, oh, pink, blue, like we're trying as a society to kind of get away from, or some families are, so like they don't want to be so stereotypical.
Okay. Of like the color.
Of the color, right? So like pink, blue. Like they don't want to like just start the story that way, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying that like they don't want to do these over the top stunts anymore. Mm. I know you guys have seen the videos. How many wildfires have we had to start because of these people doing fireworks,
the smoke flares,
or explosions,
yeah,
or anything like that?
Yeah,
a lot of people are saying environmental reasons.
Oh wow,
they don't want to do the balloons.
Bad like they, for the environment.
They're not doing it because of confetti. They don't want to do all that. Smoke bombs.
Okay,
is wasteful. So a lot of people are doing it because of environmental reasons.
All right, and but then, are these the same people that are using plastic straws?
I mean, I don't know. But a lot of people are also saying the social pressure of it all.
Oh, what do you? Oh, to like outdo whatever.
Well, not only that, but to have this big performative moment, to have some type of reaction.
Okay,
they don't want to have to like.
What if you didn't get what you wanted?
And exactly right. To like turn on this face in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And like that, I guess, kind of makes sense, right?
I mean, totally. I feel like I would hope that if there's someone that's having a gender reveal party or still wants to, that you're doing it because you want to do it. That it's not coming from a place of feeling like you have to perform for your family, coming from a place where you feel like you have to do it for the internet. I hope that you genuinely want to have the reveal party because it's something that you want to celebrate with your support system.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where I hope that in that aspect, I hope that if that's something that you want to do, that's where it's coming from, not because you feel like you have to like put together something that's supposed to look like a Kardashian party. Do you get what I mean?
You want to have a child one day. Do you want to do gender reveal? Is it that important to you or no?
I don't know, to be honest, if I would like to do. I think something that Garage Boy and I have talked about is I think it would be really special for us to do something between the two of us.
Okay.
And then to like do something for our family.
So like you'd find out the gender first.
I just don't, but here's the thing is my issue though is that I don't know if I know that like I could not give it away if we do a party with my family because like we're all just so crazy.
Yeah.
But the thing is I would love the feeling of finding that out with our loved ones. And I think that's something that we want to celebrate together because it's going to be like a moment of joy for all of us. Because I don't know. But that's just how it is like for him and I, where it's not just about us, but like we're really excited to give that to our parents as well.
Okay.
So I think that's where it's coming from.
Why did you, if anybody skipped your gender reveal party, why did you? I think I'd be kind of curious to find out because it feels like it just kind of became like a necessary thing there for a while. Like you almost had to have one, you know? What's in this box, Jessica? What in the hell is in this box? We've literally been sitting here now for weeks and I think we're all like just very super curious, like what in the world is in this box? And if you're like, what box are you guys talking about? Then clearly you don't listen to the station long enough because we're all very, very invested in this whole box situation.
People have been asking me to post pictures of this box.
Yeah, why?
And I've told every single one of you, if you think I'm going to post a picture of this box online just to enable this behavior, you're crazy.
Tell the backstory, the lore of this box.
So my husband, Garage Boy, received a package and he had left the box in our entryway. And we like live in a small apartment, so there is not a lot of space. It's like right when you open the door, this box was there. Now, the first week it was there, I thought that's normal. I think when you get packages and you may be busy that week, I feel like everyone deserves like a week of like time period grace of like you just leaving it there. Well, 1 week goes by and the box remained there. Then by the time I brought this situation to the air, because I was genuinely confused and at a loss for what this whole situation was, the box had been sitting there for 2 weeks, not opened, untouched, just sitting there. And then it became a science experiment of, if I don't say anything to my husband, how long would he feel comfortable with leaving this box in front of our front door? Like, if I didn't say a word about it.
It's a social experiment of the male brain.
A little bit. I wanted to see like if I didn't be like, hey, what's in this? What are we doing here? Like, should I start putting my Christmas decorations on it? Is this where it lives now? Like, where are we going from here? So I forget. When did we bring
Wednesday
this?
Wednesday last week.
So it was still there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he had opened it.
Huh?
He had opened it last week. He said there's something that had been opened, but it was propped back up against the door.
Yeah.
Propped back up against the wall.
So last week he actually opened it, but then put it back in the box because it was open, but it had not moved.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I came back to the house after running errands. The box was moved, but then it was just put into our closet, still opened, but just in our closet.
What the hell does that mean? What is in this?
It means
box?
It means that he literally just like moved it finally.
Okay.
So he finally
moved it.
He finally moved
Sunday.
The box, and the package was in our closet, but it was still in the box. So he didn't take it out. Because when I opened the door, I was like, where is this thing?
Like
where
gone.
Did it go? And then I went into our room and he had just placed it in our closet, and the item was still in the box. And to be completely honest, I cracked. And I was like, what is in this box?
Okay, did you know?
And I was like, honestly, and I told him everything.
Okay.
I told him everything. I was like, I have been waiting for you to move this box because I don't know if you've realized, but you have left that box pretty much there for like a month and it was driving me absolutely insane. What is in there? And why are we just putting it in the closet now? Like, what's going on?
So what's in the box? I think we're all dying to know what this is.
In the box is this like mini little sculpture of this whale that's a statue in Juneau. And this is like a pretty iconic statue in Juneau, Alaska, where Garage Boy's whole family is, where he lived for four years. It's kind of like one of the things that you do when you're in Juneau. You go see this like this whale coming out of the water.
Okay.
It's called like the Whale Project. So yeah. His cousin sent him this like little mini sculpture as like a decor, like to put in our home. And I was like, what? And he's like, I mean, I don't know where we're going to put it, so I just put it in the closet. And I was like, so you thought it was okay just to leave it in the hallway for like a month? And okay. He's like, well, I didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't know where we were going to put it. And I was like, okay, fair. That's fair, because where are we going to put a whale?
Okay.
And no, so, I'm not going to post a picture of this thing. I'm not showing anyone because we're not putting it anywhere.
What are you going to do with that thing?
It's
that
just,
sounds so ugly.
Eventually.
Is it ugly as hell?
Here's the thing. We keep receiving things from people, which is fine.
From that side of the family
which
that
is
are
fine.
Very unfortunate.
We appreciate it.
You don't.
I think the issue is.
You don't appreciate
no,
it.
No, I think the issue is people think that like we have room and places to put these things.
Yeah.
When
is
we
it
finally,
like housewarming gifts? Is that what they're doing?
When we finally have a home and like an office to put all the miscellaneous stuff, the paintings, the whales, whatever frames we receive. That's where they will go.
But until then, maybe.
Until then, they'll be in the closet.
Would you pay money to get an AI voice memo from Matthew McConaughey? And like, what dollar amount would you put on that? Some of y'all might say $0. For you, Jess, what would the dollar amount be?
I don't think I would pay money.
Like nothing for Matthew McConaughey? Nothing?
For like an AI Matthew McConaughey.
AI Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, this isn't like Matthew McConaughey like actually speaking to me.
No, AI Matthew McConaughey.
AI.
Would you pay for his voice to say like, hey, Jess, it's me.
Hey, Jess.
All right, all right,
all right.
Hey, me, Matthew McConaughey. It's me. Hey, Jess, it's me, Matthew McConaughey. That's the worst Matthew McConaughey impression ever.
The answer is no.
$0 for him?
Zero.
The reason we ask this is there's this new company that's basically asking celebrities, do they want to rightfully give up their voice to AI to then for basically eternity be able to use this? We were talking about this earlier in the show today. Do you want to go over this story for those who don't know?
Yeah. So basically, Matthew McConaughey is an investor into this new AI company called 11 Labs, where it's an auto tech company licensing realistic digital versions of celebrity voices to where, like, ethically this is being done. So obviously, there's been so much drama surrounding AI and people taking without permission celebrity voices, artist voices, creating songs, creating whatever, and them not getting compensated, and it's been being done illegally, whereas this is a way where it's legal and like contracts are being made and you are going to the people who, whether if they are alive or not, going to their estate and getting permission in order to like purchase whatever it is that you can get your content voiced by these celebrities. And Matthew McConaughey is making headlines for jumping on board with this and also being an investor of the company. Michael Caine has just got on board, but there's like a list of celebrities that you can choose from. And now it's new.
Yeah.
So the list is small, but they are celebrities that are alive and no longer
some
living.
Are dead, which is weird. I guess it's their estate that agrees to that.
Yeah.
But the list is kind of weird. Like Art Garfunkel, alive, has agreed to do it. Liza Minnelli, iconic. She's still hanging in there, so she's on there. John Wayne, dead. You can get John Wayne's voice, though, now, I guess, legally. Mark Twain, iconic writer, on there. Also very dead.
A little weird.
A weird voice to be able... I don't even know how they would be able to properly get that. But I thought what we could do this morning is
Babe Ruth is on there.
Is he on there? Yeah. That's a weird one.
Amelia Earhart is on there. Maya Angelou is on there. Judy Garland is on there.
I think just some of these are bizarre. But like for some of y'all, like to hear Babe Ruth, especially here, like to hear Babe Ruth's voice, like saying your name, like you might pay for that. Like, would you pay to hear Babe Ruth say like, let's go, Jess? Like
me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, here's what we'll do. I'm going to go through some celebrities.
It's like a little scary.
And tell me, would you pay for these people or not? Because I feel like some celebrities you might pay for.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman. I pay Morgan Freeman.
I would pay.
$25.
I would probably use his voice to say like affirmations to me.
Yeah, digest that,
so I could play them when I wake up in the morning. No, definitely not that.
You're the greatest woman on the planet,
but
Jessica.
Just to help me get through life.
You're just going
to
get through this day. And
I think I would make
BS
him my alarm clock, to be honest with you. I would spend money on Morgan Freeman.
James Earl Jones. Yeah, take all my money. Uh-huh. James Earl Jones, are you kidding me? Darth Vader and Mufasa? Take every penny. I'd pay $1,000 for that right now.
I would have him do the dialogue, but replace Simba's name with mine.
And it would, Jess, it would, I am your father.
It would like take me out, but I would. That is something I would pay for.
The same lines, but just say Jess.
Everything
the
light,
light touches is yours.
I would.
We're talking about, would you pay for these celebrities to be AI versions, but like say what you want them to say? There's a new company,
this
basically.
This is a legal thing now.
Yeah, not these celebrities, but like if they were these celebrities, would you pay for it? Jessica. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
I would.
How much?
I don't know.
$500.
I don't even know what I would
and
have
she,
her say.
And she could sing a song
I
about you.
I would not
you.
Spend $500.
$500, but she sings a song about you. And it's good.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
Would you pay it?
I would not spend $500 on a Taylor Swift song. Because you want to know why? Because it's AI. So that's what I'm still like remembering.
$100 if she sings a song about you.
Yeah.
You'd pay that for sure.
Yeah.
Let's do Kim Kardashian.
No.
No money?
No money.
You wouldn't pay any money for Kim Kardashian?
I don't think so.
The Rock. Would you pay for The Rock's AI voice?
I would.
You would pay for The Rock, but you wouldn't pay for Kim Kardashian?
You guys, you know, I would definitely throw, but when I say I would pay, you guys, like I'm not throwing a ton of money down because I have to remember that this isn't real. If it was real, that would be a different thing, but this is just AI.
This is a weird conversation, y'all. We're
That's all
really
I'm saying.
I'll give you one more tough one, okay? Because you have to remember, she's passed away now.
Aww.
Whitney Houston.
I would pay.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, I want to see if you can really impress us with your totally random pet peeve this morning. All right? Like, something that you feel like maybe nobody else has other than you. So think through this for a second. I saw this this list on Reddit, and it makes me laugh because I know there's probably something that drives you crazy that's not something that like everybody else also gets like annoyed by. So don't call it if it's like, oh, it's a crying baby or like nails down a chalkboard or something like that. Don't call us or text us if it's something like that. But if you think that like, man, am I the only person that this pet peeve exists for? If you feel like you're the only person on the planet that maybe has this pet peeve, because I want to then explore that and see if maybe you're the only person. I'll go through some of these. Okay, this is a BuzzFeed list that's going around this morning. We'll go through some of these, then we'll go to your calls and texts as well. Like a person on BuzzFeed says, the sound of boiling water drives them insane.
Weird.
And they've never met somebody else that also has the sound of boiling water. Like they just, ugh, it makes them cringe, okay?
Interesting.
Somebody says they can't stand these words, ready? Hubby, which hubby is kind of annoying. Meal, the word meal, eating a meal, they can't stand it.
Okay.
Or chewy. Oh. All three of those words, they're instantly going to get like a pet peeve to those words for whatever reason.
The meal is random, like hubby, chewy. I can see if like whatever that sound to them might drive them crazy, but I wonder what about meal?
But those three, they can't do it. Okay. Hard handshakes.
Okay.
They say, like, are you trying to crush my hand? Like, I just can't do it. I can't stick with it. Jess, give me one that you feel like probably nobody else has this pet peeve.
It's the sound that condiments make when they're out, but people still keep squeezing them. Like mustard especially, just
like
because I hate mustard. But my thing is, like,
okay.
When you go, we're just going to use mustard as an example because I hate mustard.
Yeah.
But like if it's already out and you squeeze it and it makes that gross like sound.
Yes.
You know it's out, but people will be like squeezing it, like trying to get every last drop out.
Like,
where I'm
like the wheeze of it?
Yes, the wheeze.
Like
the wheeze of the bottle where I'm like, you know it's done. So let's just let it be done and go get a different bottle. And people will keep going and going. It's the wheezing of it. That I hate. It's the wheezing and then like the nasty leftover of like whatever, like just little marbles of liquid that are even in there that aren't there. You're just getting air.
Like you'll literally start to cringe over that.
I don't like
it. That's funny. Let me give you mine because I don't know if this annoys anybody else. So I'm talking to this new girl right now, right? Very, very, you know, very preliminary. Nothing big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just text right now. We're having a lot of text conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of ha-ha, she says he, and that drives me up the wall.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
But like, there's a bit, like, it makes me cringe.
People say he.
Every time she says he, I'm like, it just sounds so like you're like a little mouse or something.
What?
Like say it with your chest. Like he, like bro, like laugh out loud. Like it's funny.
Oh my
don't
God.
he me. Like ha ha. To me, there's a big difference between ha ha and hee hee.
Maybe she just hee hees you.
No, she needs to be ha ha.
Mm.
She needs to be ha ha in me because that is way funnier than she's.
Well, then be funnier. Maybe she would if you were funnier. You know?
That wouldn't bother you. Do you use the same thing?
No, I think it's the flipping same,
okay,
dude.
That's what I thought. Let's talk to Maria in White Marsh. Maria, you think you've got a unique pet peeve. What is it?
I'm telling you, it's when people use their windshield wipers and there's no rain. It just keeps going and going and going. And all I say is, please turn it off.
But
Wait, do you mean because it's like light rain? Do you mean like the rain
no.
is too...
You mean no
when
rain.
It's not doing anything. It stopped raining. There's nothing there. And they just have their freaking windshield wipers on.
That
gets to my darn nerve.
No, wait, what if you're trying to clean your dashboard?
Jess, I do this all the time. Jess hasn't turned it off since she bought her car.
I don't mind that, but turn it off.
Okay.
It's over with. It's done with.
Jess is like, I'll be right back. Hang on.
I feel you. Jeez.
That would annoy me too. So I don't know. It may be a me and you thing though. Would that not annoy you? People are just driving around. If you're riding in somebody's car and their wiper blades are going off, that
would
annoy
you? But I'm assuming
you?
It's because there's something on there they're trying to get off though.
No.
But how do you know?
Maria, you come across as a person that gets annoyed very easily about things like me though too.
How do you know?
I'm telling you right now, people just annoy me in general.
They do, and okay. Me too.
So I'm a fan of Michael Myers, right? So I have a sticker on the back of my car. It says, I hate people, and it's Michael Myers with a freaking knife.
Y'all, watch out for Maria. I'm worried about Maria. Maria, I want to be your friend, though. We need to be friends. I feel like you and I get along very well. Okay, there goes Maria. Thank you, Maria. Who's up, Jess?
This is Samantha on One in Bel Air.
Samantha, you think you have a very bizarre pet peeve that nobody else on this planet has. What is that?
The sound of styrofoam and cardboard, especially when you like get a takeout from somewhere and you crumble up like the styrofoam container in the trash. Oh my gosh. I have to like cover my ears because I hate the sound of it. Oh,
so,
like,
I actually feel you. It's like I have like this reaction in my body where I just got like a new porcelain Hello Kitty Christmas tree, mm-hmm. and it came in the styrofoam wrapping, and so you have to like grab the styrofoam out of the box, and I couldn't do it. I had to have like Garage Boy do it, and I had to leave the room because it makes me feel like I'm going to die.
Yeah. I think that might be more common than you. Okay. Than you think.
I think that's a common one.
Does that bother you? No, but really? I think it's
can't even hear it in my ears.
It'll freak you out. Yeah. And I think that one might be pretty common. Let's go to, this is Aaron in Hill. Is it Hill? Are you in Hillthorpe? You are, right? Aaron?
Yeah,
what's
and
up?
And it's Paris.
Wait, it's Paris? Oh
her
my
name
God.
Is Paris.
Oh, it's definitely not Aaron.
That's her pet peeve, people getting her name wrong.
Aaron's like, getting my name wrong is my pet. No,
wow.
I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that, Paris. Wow, I heard Aaron. Okay. Aaron, no, Paris is not. Oh my God, let me change your name on my paper. I'm going to keep calling you Aaron. Hang on. Everyone wait. Paris. Okay.
This is why you're getting he's, by the way.
Oh my God. Okay, Paris, sorry about that. I like that name. Paris, you think you had a pet peeve that literally nobody else on this planet has. What is that?
I hate when a grown adult says, my tummy hurts. Like, you're not five. It is just... oh, cringe.
Wait, so adults aren't allowed to say tummy. They have to say stomach. Otherwise, you're walking out of the room.
Yeah, is it the tummy part that really turns you off?
It's very cringy. And it just reminds me of like the baby, like lovey-dovey talk. Like, it's just creepy. Like, my tummy hurts. Say your stomach hurts.
What's your
stomach hurts. You're 55 years old.
What's the age cutoff then? What's the age cutoff?
When do we have to stop saying tummy?
I would say 14 or 15.
After 15, we're not allowed to say my tummy hurts anymore?
No.
I say tummy.
Yeah.
I'm a tummy girly. I'm a tummy user. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm 32 and I say tummy.
So you would say I think it is kind of weird to say my tummy hurts as an adult. It's
yes.
Yeah, it's
like you're an adult.
Like you're an adult, Jessica.
I'm not gonna stop
you're
it,
not a
Paris.
Child.
Paris,
I mean, do you?
I'm gonna say
at least
tummy.
I don't have to come around, you know.
Paris, like, I'm never listening to this show again. Number one, because you got my name wrong, and number two, because I could never hear an adult say my tummy hurts. Aww. And that's not unjustified. Let's go to Kelly. What's up, Kelly? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What is your very unique pet peeve that you feel like you're the only person that has this pet peeve?
Well, first of all, let me just say, I think this is irrational, and I don't know why it bugs me so much. But in commercials very recently, and I feel like it's in every commercial, they say this, you know, medication, this prescription could cause, could cause tiredness. And I'm like, tiredness? I went my whole life, I'm 57, I went my whole life, never said tiredness once. What happened to fatigue? Like, or drowsiness. I mean, Jessica said drowsiness as another word. Like, why tiredness? Where did that come from?
Do you think we're just like making up lazy words at this point?
Like you'll literally get irritated when you hear tiredness. Because I mean, that is true. There's a lot of words you could choose for like
drowsy.
For that. Drowsy may cause you to be drowsy. May call it, because we don't use that.
Did we make up tiredness?
I think we may have caused.
When did we make that up?
That's a really good point. We don't use that in regular talk. Like may cause tiredness. Like I don't think
I've never used it in my life.
That's funny. I will say this. It would not typically bother me. I would not have picked that out in just my own.
But now that you've brought it up, I'm questioning when we made up this word.
I now have a new pet peeve that I didn't even know I had until now, which is now really annoying.
You're going to notice it every commercial now.
I will
you're
say.
Like, what happened to drowsy?
I know. What happened to that? What happened to the good old days of drowsy? And now we have to worry about tiredness? Dang it, Kelly. That's a good one.
Yeah. Every time I hear it, I just say, what happened to fatigue?
What happened to fatigue? Okay. What happened to the good old days of fatigue? I just used to be fatigued. So, now I got to have tiredness too? Damn it. I'm extra tired.
I know it's irrational.
It's no, okay.
It's a good one.
It's definitely unique, but thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Thank you for that. I'm just reading the text line. Some of these are so funny. I hate when people say Canadian bacon when it's ham. Is there a difference between Canadian bacon and ham? I think there actually is a difference between those two. Is there though? I'm not 100% sure on that, so I don't want to like offend our neighbors to the north over that, you know. Let's talk. I'm going to warn you, Samantha. I'm warning you. This is Samantha in Baltimore. This is a very touchy topic with me, and this is maybe my touchiest topic that we ever talk about on this radio station. But please tread lightly when you get into this one. What is your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is men wearing thong flip flops.
So Kramer, that's you, Samantha. Why does that gross you out?
Why is it a pet peeve? A pet peeve of yours is when guys wear flip flops.
Every time I see it, I just roll my eyes. It's icky, and I've never looked at a man in thong flip flops and thought, "Huh, I did that."
She'd be like, "I'm actually closed for business." Oh my God.
Wait,
that is so specific. Dang,
Samantha, what in the world? Why?
The
why
toesies,
is that?
You're like, put them away. I don't want to see the dogs. Put the dogs away.
Yeah, I don't want to see your dogs. Put
why?
Them away.
I can tell you why it grosses me out
okay,
when you do it,
listen,
Kramer.
Listen,
can I tell you?
I wear flip flops all summer long. From April to literally a few weeks ago. I don't want to wear slides. I don't want to wear slides. I want these toes out and free, baby.
The reason when you do it too, and I don't know if you notice, when you wear your flip flops, you will take them off and then like your feet, you'll put your feet on that chair.
I'll put them up there. I'll slide them right here in the console.
And, and so whenever I'm running the show when you're gone, I always switch out the chair because I know your feet have been on there for like 6 months straight and it grosses me out.
Freedom is what it is.
It's nasty.
But why is it a pet peeve of you? Pet peeve? Samantha?
I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's just icky. And every time I see it, I don't like it. And it makes me mad. I think that it shouldn't be allowed.
But there is a difference to you versus like the flip-flop and the slide. So you're not entirely against like men having sandals on. It's the something in between the toe that drives you crazy, right?
I mean, I would prefer a sneaker. So I don't have to see your toes. But if you're going to wear flip-flops, then the only choice should be slides.
The only choice at that point. Okay.
Well, luckily, you're not. It's not as unique as you think. Sadly, I should say. Sadly, you're not alone in that one.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Yeah. I mean, we'll challenge you. If you think you can come up with a better Maryland-based radio segment, then feel free. You can text us, email us. This is the best that we can come up with. We call this to bay or not to bay. And now it's been on the air for 5 years. It was a silly little summer segment we came up with. We're going to do it for 4 weeks and it won't die. What is this, Jess?
This is a Maryland taste test where we put Old Bay on items you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on. Just because when we moved here 5 years ago, everyone said you could put Old Bay on anything. And so we test that theory once a week, putting it on things you would not think work. Some of them work. Some of them do not. So we figure that out, or I figure that out for you.
Yeah, I'm not brave enough. My tummy hurts too much.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
My tummy hurts too much if I eat weird food, so I can't do it. So what are we doing this week?
It's National Pickle Day this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to try Old Bay on pickles. I don't know why I have not done this before.
Why have
yet.
We never done pickles before?
I don't know.
You know, pickles are a funny thing. They're very polar. Why you, some of y'all hate pickles so much. Why do you hate pickles?
I love pickles.
I know. So like why? For those that hate pickles, why? What do they ever do to you?
This is a hot dill pickle.
Oh, okay. So we're going crazy.
That's
going to
be kind of fun.
No, I don't know if Old Bay is going to make it better. I feel like we've perfected the pickle over the year. I don't know what really can make it better. Do you even need to bite into a pickle? I just feel like it is what it is, right?
Well, I will say, because this is spicy, should I do it first?
Sure.
Or no, but what if that ruins?
Well, I think maybe you should, right. I think you need like a baseline to even know what it is, because I don't want you to try a spicy one not knowing what it's like spicy first. You might be like, oh, it's so spicy with it. So just try a spicy one first. Go ahead. Just to get like, oh, crunches. Crunching over there today. Wow.
Oh my gosh. That is divine.
Yeah, pickles are really... There's something else. There's something else. Okay.
Right.
So let's add some Old Bay to this this pickle. This, what is it? Spicy dill?
It's a spicy pickle.
Spicy pickle. Does Old Bay make pickles better? You probably don't know. You've never tried this before.
I don't know. I've never done this before.
Shame on us for never doing pickles. I don't even know why.
So, I kind of feel like it's about to be incredible.
Yeah, this is going to really, really blow your minds today, people. So, all right. Old Bay pickles. Is it pickles? Is it debate or not debate? Here we go. That is excessive. Excessive. You're living in excess right now.
I was just trying to get it marinated.
And you've done that. Your sodium levels are going to be quite high today.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yeah. That's what happens when you go really hard on Old Bay. Your taste buds are effed up.
I kind of like got transported somewhere else during that time.
I feel like you're high.
A little.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that though. I'm writing it. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I actually really, all I want to do now is like cut this pickle up and pour Old Bay all over it and eat it as a snack.
Better.
I'm actually angry that I've never done this before.
Well, what's happening?
I will say, keep in mind, this is a spicy dill pickle. And for a second, it got kind of like sour.
Okay.
Which was a little interesting, but it was really, really good. Like the Old Bay brought out, it almost made it like spicier and more sour. Like it lifted the flavors that are already, like the power that's already in this
dill pickle yeah.
got elevated
okay.
because of the Old Bay.
So I got to ask the question, is it debay or not debay when it comes to pickles?
It's definitely debay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.